Thank you, Mr. Co-Facilitator. Finland aligns itself with the EU statement. We thank the co-facilitators for preparing the discussion paper based on the outcomes from the first intersessional meeting held in July. In relation to the annex and its compilation of accreditation principles, Finland fully agrees with the principles as outlined in the working document. Accreditation should be done in a way that is consistent, transparent, and fully respects Indigenous peoples' rights to self-determination and self-identification. Furthermore, accreditation should be flexible to account for the diversity of forms of Indigenous peoples' representatives and institutions, including but not limited to Indigenous governments, Indigenous parliaments, councils, assemblies, and traditional authorities. We are aware that Indigenous peoples have decided to be represented in many different ways. It is for this reason we support that accreditation principle of accreditation principles of inclusivity and diversity to ensure widest possible participation from all 7 sociocultural regions. Additionally, Finland is of the view that insight of Indigenous peoples should guide the work in determining the accreditation principles. Principles of Article 18 of the UNRIP should apply without discrimination of any kind. Finally, while we acknowledge that state recognition of Indigenous peoples may be a relevant factor in some contexts, we want to reiterate that state recognition should not be a prerequisite for eligibility for accreditation as an Indigenous peoples representative institution at the United Nations, including at the Human Rights Council.